Okay, we are on the record.
I call to order the City of Tacoma Board of Ethics meeting for April 8th, 2015 at 6:35 in the evening. I'm Sean Armantrout, the chair of the board, and I'll just go around the room so everyone can put on the record who's here.
Okay, I'm Susan Jensen.
Yep, Joe Atkinson, board member.
Martha Lance, City Attorney's Office.
Doris Sorm, City Clerk.
Bill Sims.
Kristen Smith.
Great. The first thing that we have on our order today is the introduction of a new board member, Kristen Smith. So I know we were talking a little bit beforehand off the record, but if you just want to introduce yourself.
So it's my first meeting, of course. I'm actually new to the city. I just moved to Tacoma in July. I'm originally from Texas and moved here for work. So looking forward to being a part of the group.
Well, welcome.
Thank you.
You made a good choice, moving to Tacoma.
And being a part of this group.
Yes. Even more so, yeah.
Two good choices.
So the next piece of business that we have is regarding presenting the dismissal of complaint number 2014-001 filed against Mayor Strickland.
October 28th, 2015. Yeah, a little bit of background on this. This was administratively dismissed. On the process that there were no conceivable interpretation of the facts that would have supported a finding of a violation. Normally, we would have just had the chair sign that order and move forward, but I have to apologize. I sort of lost sight of that because we were going to have a meeting, and then that meeting got canceled. So since we had this meeting, we decided to just put it on the agenda to formally dismiss it. If anybody has any questions or want to talk about it, we could certainly do that, but for purposes of process, you've already adjudicated and made a determination.
Yeah, it was already adjudicated. Just for the record, Kristen was a part of the board
she,
of that.
She was. Oh, she was. Mm-hmm. So she participated in the adjudication.
We don't get all on the same.
Yeah. So it's really just ministerial at this point to make the dismissal official and to allow the chair to sign it. But again, if anybody has any questions or concerns. And the chair has, he was presented with it, but I think that we didn't circulate it ahead of time to you all, other than to just write up what was discussed in the...
Yeah, the order wasn't, but the information mm-hmm. and the evidence mm-hmm. and everything was
yeah.
prior.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like no one else has anything else to add, so complaint number 2014-001 will be dismissed for does not present any facts which, even if true, would constitute a violation by Mayor Strickland of any provision of the City of Tacoma Code of Ethics. Therefore, the complaint number 2014-001 is dismissed pursuant to Section 1.46045F2A1.
Okay.
Now, next piece of business is a new piece of business, which is a... complaint was filed 2015-001 against Council Member Mello.
And again, for process, two things. One, you can go into a closed session for adjudication if you want to discuss the details of the complaint to protect your deliberative process privilege. And two, this just came in a couple days ago, so the administrative process of a review for legal sufficiency, I haven't conducted that using the email tool that we did before, so we can talk about that, the legal sufficiency analysis in the deliberative session as well.
Yes, let's go ahead and go into deliberative session. Off the record, it's 6.
No, turn the tape off. You want me to
I can't see the time.
Should I shut the door?
6:38, 6:40.
6:40.
8 o'clock.
Oh wow!
Almost 7.
We are on the record.
All right. It is 7:58 on Wednesday, April 8th, and the City of Tacoma Board of Ethics is reconvened. I might not be using the proper term, but we're back on the record. At this point, this is Sean Armantrout speaking, chair of the board. I am just making an official disclosure on the record that the Pierce County AIDS Foundation is an organization that I volunteered with between 2005 and 2013. I have not exercised any sort of relationship since then. And that my employer, the United Way of Pierce County, used to fund the organization until the most recent funding cycle that began in 2013, which they're no longer a funded partner of the United Way of Pierce County. I don't see as a need to recuse myself, but I do want to make that on the record. After deliberations, the Board of Ethics has made the determination under Code 1.46.045F2B2 that further information must be presented for the board to determine if a violation of the Code of Ethics has occurred, and that we will re-meet after that has been conducted. At this point, we're adjourned. Thank you.